Psychology, personal development. Learned helplessness. The invisible chains. Introduction to the mind. The human mind is very powerful. It can solve difficult problems. It can build giant cities. It can create beautiful art. But sometimes, the mind has a weakness. Sometimes, our brain tricks us. It tells us that we are weak, even when we are strong. It tells us that we cannot do something, even when he can. Psychologists call this problem learned helplessness. This is a very important concept in psychology. It explains why some people give up easily. It explains why some people do not try to change their lives. To understand this difficult concept, we can look at some simple stories and experiments. We will start with a famous story about a very big animal. The story of the elephant and the rope. Imagine a traveler. He is walking through a circus camp. He sees many animals. He sees lions in strong cages. He sees tigers behind thick metal bars. But then, he sees the elephants. The elephants are gigantic animals. They weigh thousands of kilograms. They are very strong. An elephant can pull a heavy tree out of the ground. It can push a big truck. But the traveler sees something very strange. These powerful animals are not in cages. They do not have heavy metal chains on their legs. Instead, there is only a small, thin rope on one leg. The rope is tied to a small piece of wood in the ground. The traveler is confused. He stops and looks. This is impossible, he thinks. The elephant is huge. The rope is tiny. The elephant can break this rope in 1 second. Why does it stay there? Why does it not run away? The traveler asks the elephant trainer. Sir, he says, why do these animals just stand there? This rope is too weak for them. The trainer smiles and explains the secret. Well, says the trainer, we use this same rope when they are very small babies. The memory of weakness. When the elephant is a baby, it is not strong. The trainer ties the baby's leg with the rope. The baby elephant wants to play. It wants to go to its mother. So, it pulls and pulls. It tries to break the rope. But the baby is too small. The rope is too strong for the baby. The baby tries for many days. It tries for weeks. Finally, the baby elephant thinks, I cannot break this rope. It is impossible. The rope is stronger than me. The baby stops trying. Years pass. The elephant grows up. It becomes a giant. It becomes very powerful. But it remembers the lesson from its childhood. In its mind, the rope is still unbreakable. The elephant does not know its own strength. It stands still because it believes it is helpless. The chain is not on its leg, the chain is in its brain. The scientific proof, the dog experiment. The story of the elephant is a famous example. But is it scientifically true? Can living things really learn to be helpless? In 1967, a psychologist named Martin Seligman wanted to find the answer. He did a famous experiment. Phase 1, the trap. Seligman used dogs for this experiment. Don't worry, the dogs were safe in the end, but the experiment was difficult for them. He put the dogs in a box. In this box, there was a small electric shock. It was not dangerous, but it was painful and annoying. The dogs tried to escape. They jumped and barked. But they could not get out. The box was closed. Whatever the dogs did, the shock continued. After a while, the dogs understood something terrible. My actions do not matter. I cannot stop the pain. So, the dogs gave up. They lay down on the floor and waited. They learned that they were helpless. Phase 2, the open door. Then, Seligman started the second part of the experiment. This is the most important part. He put the same dogs in a new box. This box was different. This box had an open door. The dogs could see the exit. They could easily jump out and be free. Seligman turned on the shock again. A normal dog, a dog who did not learn helplessness, would jump out immediately. But Seligman's dogs did something sad. They did not jump. They did not run to the open door. They just lay down and cried. Why? Because they remembered the first box. They believed that escape was impossible. They did not look for the door because they knew they could not escape. They learned to be helpless, so they did not try to be free. The flea in the jar. There is another famous example of this idea. It is about fleas. Fleas are very small insects, but they are great jumpers. A flea can jump very high. Relative to its size, it is like a human jumping over a tall building. Imagine a scientist. He puts some fleas into a glass jar. At first, the fleas jump high. They want to get out. They jump up and down. Then, the scientist puts a lid, a cover, on the jar. Now, when the fleas jump, they hit the lid. Bam. It hurts. They jump again. Bam. They hit their heads again. The fleas are smart. They do not want to hit their heads. So, they change their behavior. They start to jump a little bit lower. They jump just below the lid. They learn the limit. They adjust their height. The invisible ceiling. After a few days, the scientist takes the lid off. The jar is open. The fleas can jump out now. They are free. But do they jump out? No. They continue to jump at the low level. They jump to the point where the lid was. There is no physical barrier anymore. But there is a mental barrier. They learned a limit. Even when the limit is gone, they follow the old rule. They are prisoners in a jar with no lid. How this applies to humans? You might think, I'm not an elephant. I am not a dog or a flea. I am a human. I am smarter. That is true. But humans have this problem too. In fact, humans learn helplessness very easily. 1. At school, imagine a student. Let's call him John. John tries to learn mathematics. But he fails his first test. He studies hard, but he fails the second test too. His teacher or parents might say, "You are bad at math." John starts to believe this. He thinks, "I am stupid. I cannot do math. It is impossible for me." Later, the topics in math class become easier. Or maybe he gets a better teacher. But John does not study. He does not listen. Why? Because he believes he will fail anyway. Like the elephant, he stops pulling the rope. 2. At work, imagine a person in a bad job. The boss is angry. The work is boring. The person tries to fix problems, but the boss yells at him. He tries to work hard, but nobody says thank you. After a few years, this person stops trying. He becomes passive. Even if he sees a new, better job advertisement, he does not apply. He thinks, nothing will change. Every job is bad. I cannot escape. He sees the open door, like Seligman's dogs, but he stays in the unhappy situation. 3. In daily life, sometimes people want to lose weight. They try a diet for 1 week. They do not lose weight. They try to exercise for 2 days. It is too hard. They tell themselves, I will always be fat. I cannot change my body. This is the learned helplessness voice. It is the voice that tells you to give up before you really try. Analysis and lesson. So, what is the lesson here? What can we learn from the elephant, the dogs, and the fleas? 1. The barrier is inside. Usually, the things that stop us are not real walls. They are not steel chains. They are our beliefs. We think we cannot do something because we failed in the past. But the past is different from the present. 2. You are stronger now. The elephant failed when it was a baby. But now it is a giant. You failed at things when you were younger or less experienced. But now you are older. You have more knowledge. You are stronger. The rope that held you in the past cannot hold you today. 3. The lid is gone. Maybe you live in a jar. Maybe people told you you cannot do this or you are not good enough. That was the lid on the jar. But life changes. New opportunities come. The lid is often gone. You just need to jump a little bit higher to see that you are free. 4. Unlearning helplessness. The good news is this: if we can learn to be helpless, we can also unlearn it. We can change our minds. Psychologists call this learned optimism. It means teaching yourself to try again. It means looking at the rope and saying, maybe I can break it this time. It means looking at the open door and saying, I can walk through it. Conclusion. Never let a failure in the past stop your future. Do not be like the elephant who accepts the weak rope. Do not be like the fleas who accept the invisible lid. You have great potential. Sometimes, you just need to pull the rope one more time to find out how strong you really are.